Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. The Mishnah Yomi today continues in Maaser Sheni, finishing up the second parak, Bezrat Hashem, starting the third parak. So we are in chapter 2, Mishnah Yud. Mishahayu Miktzot Bonav Temeyin. If some of a person's sons are ritually impure. Now this makes a big difference for Maaser Sheni, because you have to be tahor to eat or drink or partake in Maaser Sheni. So some of them, some of the members of the household are not eligible, miktsotan tahorim, but other members of the household are tahor, are ritually pure, and could eat Maaser Sheni. So what does he do with his Maaser Sheni money that he's brought to Yerushalayim? Meniach etzasela, he can put down his silver coin, ve'omer, and he can make a stipulation. Mi ma shecha tahorim shotim, whatever is drunk, imbibed by the Tahor, by the pure individuals, Selazu Mechalelet Alav. The Kedusha of Maaser Sheni that is contained within this coin that was used to pode actual Maaser Sheni crops, that is transferred onto the wine or the beverages that are imbibed by the Tahorim, by the ritually pure people. Nimtsu Tahorim and Temeim. So what comes out is both the Tahorim and the Temeim, Shoti Mikol Echad, could drink from the same barrel. So Rabbo said, when he buys the barrel, he's just buying a barrel of wine in Yerushalayim, and the actual Kedusha has been transferred to his silver coin. So he can now retransfer the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni from that silver coin, davka, onto the cups of wine that is being imbibed by the Tahor, by the ritually pure, but not to the Temeim. So you might ask, and the Meforshim do ask, well, wouldn't the Temeim mess up, be metame, this barrel of wine? So if it's a earthenware, kli cheris, then as long as they only touch it from the outside and don't touch it on the inside, they're not going to mess it up, unless they have ziva, that's another question. If it is something that can become tame, the container can become tame, and then metame all the wine within it, then you'd simply have the pure, the tahorim, pour their cups of wine first, before the Temeim pour their cups of wine, or you have a Mishamish, a waiter who is Tahor, and have him pour all the wine, and Shalom Yisrael, and everyone's happy. Mazel Tov, moving on to the third Perek, Mishnah Aleph, Lo Yomer Adam L'Chaveiro, a man may not say to his friend, Chol et ha'peirot elu Yerushalayim l'cholik, take up these fruits of Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and we'll split them. Because effectively what he's doing is doing business with his peirot Maaser Sheni, which is forbidden. He's effectively hiring this man to schlep his stuff for him to Yerushalayim on condition he's going to give him some of the Maaser Sheni produce as payments. And that's not allowed. Ela Omer lo, rather, he could say to him, Ha'olem, please take this up for me. We're going to eat them and drink them together in Yerushalayim. We'll make a big suda, and I'll invite you as my guest, and we'll eat it together. But you could also give it as a gift. So if somebody's doing you a favor, and schlepping your things, you can always give him a gift of Maaser Sheni. You just can't use it as a transactional in nature, or as payment for a debt. Shkoyach Rabosai, good Shabbos.